The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, Lord, we have been broken into 2024. We have been broken into a new day. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this morning. Blessed be your name. We thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. The name of the Lord be exalted and be uplifted. Rapapa katakaba lapakaba rapapa italaba shakaba ipreketeke parakatakaba italaba shakaba rakata ilapapa itakaba ilapapa araba katakaba ita ipreketeke parakatakaba italaba kaba rapapa papapa Li papa rokutu kapa italaba kapa rapa papa papa pa. Li papa rokutu kapa italaba kapa rapa papa papa pa. Li papa rakata kapa italaba kara papa italaba kara. Li papa leketeke balokutu ke baleketeke balokutu ke bale. Yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord. Rapa papa 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 papa. Li baba rapa papa pa itakabaya li prokoto kapa rabasto koto kapa italabasha la papa rakata kapa italabasha kabara ile papa araba pa itakabaya kata mandele bakura itakuri baso koto kapa italaba arata kushkabaya. Yes Lord, yes Lord, we are grateful, 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 Lord. We thank you, Father God, for giving us, O God, your life for us to live, O God. You have given us, O God, your life, O God, for us to live, O God, your kind of life, O God, here on earth. Unto you be the glory, unto you be the worship, unto you be the honor and the adoration. Li papa rakata kaba italaba kaba rapa papa papa papa. Beloved, we are alive, we are alive, we are living with a new life that Jesus has given to us. Li papa papa rakata in a brand new day. Li papa rakata kaba itale beshokoro bozakata kabaya. We thank you, Lord. Let us begin to bless the Lord and thank the Lord right now. Let's appreciate him for his goodness and his mercy. Li papa rokoto kaba itala beshokoro bozakata kabaya. Bali karababa itakuri bazokoto kabaya. Li papa rokoto kaba italebe shokorobo sakaraba santa kaba italaba shokorobo sakata kaba italaba sha raba papa 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 mantele bakura kita kaba yokoto kaba italo araba pa itakuri bazuta la papa papa itakaba yokoroba zikere busakata kaba ya li papa rokoto kaba yakata kaba yokoto. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We are grateful unto you, O Lord. For in you we live and move and have our being. Without you, we are nobodies. Without you, we are nobodies. What can we and what have we achieved without you, O Lord? Unto you be all the glory. Le papa rakata kaba italepe korobo zekere bazata kaba ya. Ali papa papa rakata. Ile papa rakata kaba italebe kerebo zakete kebale. Li papa rokoto kaba italebe shokoto kaba yakata. Hallelujah la papa rakata kaba italebe shokoto kaba ya. Li papa rakata kaba itokaya papa itakule bazokoto kaba italeba kurakata kaba ya. Thank you Lord. Blessed be your name. Mama kata kaba rokoto kaba italebe shokoto kaba ya. We declare the blood of Jesus. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. We declare the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. We declare this morning that we are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are purified and sanctified in the blood. 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 The blood of Jesus. Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Ile pepe eteke baru kodoko borakata kabaya. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The overcoming blood, the cleansing blood, the washing blood. Rababa kata kabaya. Baleke teke baru koto kaba itale beshokoro. Le papa rokoto kaba itale beshokoro koto kabaya. Mantale bekerebo seke teke baru koto kaba itala basha. Yes, Lord, the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. The cleansing blood, the washing blood, the overcoming blood. The redeeming blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Rababa katakaba itale beshokoro bazikere. Azipakalaba kalabakura katakaba yakatuka le papa. Le prokoto kaba itakule bazokoto kaba rabasteke basho. Li papa rokoto kaba itale beshokoro basiki teke baya maleke teke barokoto kaba itakole bazokoto kabante. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Unto you be the glory, unto you be the worship, unto you be the honor, unto you be the adoration, O God. We thank you this morning. We thank you this day, O God. Li para kataka ba iteke barokoto kabanta la ba ari. Li papa rokoto kaba itakuri bazokoto kabanta. Hallelujah. Le breke teke barokoto kabanta la bakuri atukara baba itakuri bazanta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Unto you be the glory, unto you be the worship, unto you be the adoration. Thank you, Father, we pray this morning. Come and lead us, Holy Spirit, and take charge of us. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I'm saying this word that the Lord gave me for the 11th hour followers on Monday, that you are highly valued. You are a highly valued child of God. You are a highly valued child of God. You are a highly valued child of God. Once again, I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny TV of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide. We thank the Lord for yet another morning that He has given unto us, another day. Some people went to bed and they never woke up from bed. Sometimes it is beginning to appear to me that some people knew that they were going to die. When you look at them, when you look at their last days, I've been saying that this world, excuse me, is a fooling place. It's a fooling place. People know, I am not saying anything to connect to this. People know the covenants that they have entered into. I'm telling you, people know the covenant. They know anytime they can die. Because of the covenant they have entered into. Yes, people know. I was just reading some things. I mean, from a particular place. That person is very credible. And then one of my Nigerian friends. And then, you see, you can just see. But you see, people die and we shout. We say, oh, so, so, and so. Oh, this, that. Some, they just know that anytime it can happen. By listening to me, you child of God, your day of death, you will know. You will know and even negotiate. God doesn't just take his student like that. He will alert you that your time is up. And let me tell you, before your time comes, you will fulfill your dreams. You will fulfill your destiny. It doesn't mean that because you have fulfilled your destiny, so it means you are going to die. You know, after fulfilling your destiny, you impart your destiny. You supervise your destiny. That's why we need to live above 80 years. Because that time, you are supervising. You are just like a coach. You are directing people. You are showing them, I mean, this thing, don't do it this way. This one, do it this way. You are sitting down. I know one of the fathers who adopted me, Yes. Who adopted it? Nana Mankwa the late. The paramount chief of FUDC Asante. Yes. I had the privilege of baptizing the entire family. The daughter is Nana. Yes. I know. The Nana, let me just leave it there. Somebody is making eyes in some way. Because maybe if I mention that I talk, people will know the Nana I'm talking about. It's not Nana Jiman Rollins, no. Now, you see, at 85 years, I remember when he celebrated his 89th year. And then we went. The following day, I was standing in front of the gate because I used to live near him. Then when I saw him passing with his barracuda, I didn't even see. He stopped. He stopped and the driver blew the horn. He wanted to greet me. I ran to him. Nana was sitting at the back. And I said, oh, Nana, please, are they sending you to office? He said, no, I'm going to office. That was around 6:15, I remember. That thing had an impression. I'm going to office. I said, Nana, you are going to office? He said, yes. He said, I am going. I go to walk around. Then he told me, he said, Bella, because I'm 89 years old, I should sit at home. The moment you sit at home, the moment you say you are 89, so you are finished, it means you must leave this earth. It means you have become irrelevant. And God doesn't want irrelevant people here on earth. So I don't want God to take me now. I want to prove to you that I'm still relevant. That made a lot of impression on me. And indeed, Nana died at the age of 96 years. So beloved, we need to live. We don't have to just die. We need to live. There is so much that not just to live and occupy space, by your living, you are impacting. I was watching this video of this great man of God from Nigeria that bloggers have just started using to make money. I am just so shocked. Giving a testimony about what happened when he went and preached to just one person. And then in that, he gave another testimony when he was having a serious problem. He was having a serious problem in life. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the problem would not go. The problem was rather escalating. And so a friend of his met him and said, no, you are not well. Say, well, I am fine. I am just fasting. Say, what's the problem? What's the problem that is causing you to fast 40 days and 40 nights? Then he said, look, let me send it to my spiritual father, whom you know. So they arranged and they traveled for about some days to get to his spiritual father. They got there, Professor so and so. When it was his turn, he knelt down. The man put his hand on him. He wasn't saying anything. Then, after some time, the man just said, go back. And when you go home, go and do 1, 2, 3. He got up. He started walking away. And he realized that the man didn't pray. He didn't say anything. What is he going to tell the wife? If he should go to home and then the wife should say, what did they pray for you? What will he tell the wife? So he went back and said, Papa, you didn't pray. You just put your hand on me. Then he said, is it about the matter you brought? Say yes. Say, you just go and do what I told you. Fortunately, when he got home, the wife didn't ask him about any prayer that they prayed for him. He got home that day and did the three things that the man of God said he should do. The problem was solved that day. That day, the problem was solved. So you see why we need old people. So later when he went with an envelope to thank the man, he said, Papa, How did you know that? He said, you don't even need to fast 40 days and 40 nights. Papa, how did you know that when I do this, I do this, I do that, the problem will be solved? In fact, this problem he had was 1999. He had this problem 1999. Then the papa was telling, oh, the problem you brought here, I had in 1959. 1959, I had the same problem 1959. And after I prayed and prayed and prayed and did everything, what I told you to go and do was what God told me to do. So you see, the experiences we go through in life, our experiences are like a dam. It's like a pool. It's like a well from which people come to draw. That's why we need to live. You don't have to die. I want to say here that, look, who say you are? Look, there is something we have been saying. Everybody is replaceable. Replaceable. Look, let me tell you today. It is not easy for God to replace you. It is not easy for God to replace you. I want you to know. Look, some people, it is not easy for God to replace them. Because the investment that God has made in them, look, it takes years for God to make man. Somebody should write it. It takes years for God to make man. It takes years. I am not talking about Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when God said, let's make man. I am not talking about molding man. But for God to build his image, character, identity in man, for God to make you to become a blessing, it takes years. It takes years for God to make man. It takes years. Like some of the things I have gone through, the things God has taken me through. It takes years for God to make you to deposit his anointing. Yes. It takes years for God to make you to deposit his anointing for you to become a blessing. I'm telling you. And so, you are not easily replaceable. I'm telling you. We need to check. You know, people talk. Look, when you are not there, you are. It is true. It is true. Let somebody fall down right now. Somebody will come and continue. But whether it's in the same anointing, it is not. It is not. No, it is not. The effect and the impact will be different. Look at what we are having in the world today. Look at the escalation of Satanism. How evil is increasing. I was chatting with one of our brothers. And I was telling him, I suspect we are in Daniel chapter 7. The whole of Daniel chapter 7. When you read from verse 21 to verse 25, the Bible says in verse 21 that, and the enemy defeated the saints. The saints were made to be defeated by the enemy for some time before the court sat. And I say, I can feel the church is at this level. Because as if prayers are not being answered, as if prophecies are not working, you see people delusioned, you see people running from prophet to prophet, people are getting tired, a whole lot of things. Thank God that only the word of God is keeping people. And I was telling a pastor friend today, if you're a pastor and you don't pray, if you're a pastor and anointing doesn't back your voice, you will not get anybody to listen to you. Because people are tired of listening to stories. That's where we are now. So you see, yes, somebody can take over from you. But is the person going to operate in the same anointing? Do you know why Satan has, Satanism and evil has escalated? Two things. One, it is prophecy. That in the end time, perilous times will come. Is this 2 Timothy chapter 3? 2 Timothy 3 from verse 1 to 5. In the end time, mark this. in the end time, Paul was writing to Timothy, or in the last days, perilous time, dangerous time will come. So it's prophecy. We are in dangerous time. But you know, it is also because those fathers who paid the price, those days, there were no mobile phones. The world was not in a rush. There was no spirit of drive. The spirit of drive to wear. God gave me the right. They said, drive to wear them out. Drive them to wear them out. Distract them to wear them out. He said, those days, there were people who prayed, like the praying height in America. E.M. Bounce, my own mentor, E.M. Bounce. I mean, read about those who God's generals. Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth. R.W. Schambach. And even before these people, there had been others. Come to Ghana, Apostle Enim, the founder of Pentecostalism in Ghana, of CAC, in Asamankesi. Go to Nigeria. Joseph Babalao, Babalola, Joseph Babalola, the man who operated, according to records, the white people, they say he operated more than Elijah. The man who never sat in aeroplane, but he traveled to America. He traveled to any place he wanted to go. What are you talking about? A person who went to church one evening and said, shall we pray? And the next time he said amen was after 3 days. After 3 days. As he was praying, the member just started leaving. Because they are going to work. They started leaving. The next day they came, the man was still praying, standing up. Before he said amen, 3 days time. Where? Today, mobile iPhone season, Android season. Do we still have them? They are dead and gone. So because they are no longer there, what are we seeing? The forces have risen their head. Benson Idahosa, my own, Archbishop the late, Benson Idahosa. Where are they? Look at Nigeria. If Idahosa were to be around, Boko Haram would he appear? During Idahosa time, did you hear about Boko Haram? Never. Where are they? So you see, we are not easily replaceable. Stop saying that. Motivational speakers should stop saying that. You are easily replaceable. We are not easily. Me, I am not easily replaceable. No, I cannot be easily, replaced. I am telling you, because the things I have gone through last night, I was not able to sleep. So we have to turn into an all-night prayer. I think I slept around 4 a.m. Yes, I'm up again by the alarm system. Yes. I wasn't able to sleep. I said to the lady pastor, I said, look, maybe God wants us to have some all night. And I'm here. You see, so, beloved, I want us to understand that God really values you. I'm saying that stop thinking about, even if I'm not there, another. No. No. Look at what this message you are receiving is making an impact in your life. Before I joined the line, for 5 minutes, I was listening to the declaration that were being played. They were so powerful. I can feel them in my spirit. That tells you that I wasn't the one making those declarations. I am just a vessel, a channel that the Holy Spirit is working through. Do you know why you are not easily replaceable? Do you know why? The way you have availed yourself for God to use you, He may not get somebody to avail himself like that. Not that God doesn't have people to use, but who will avail himself? Who will pay the price of holiness, righteousness? Who will pay the price of obedience? Who will pay that price? You know the price we are paying. You know the things we have gone through. You know the things we have gone through. Excuse me 100 times. You know people have opened up themselves. Come and enter. Just enter free. Just enter just once. Enter. Just enter once. Enter. Just enter once. Please. Enter. 1990s, I started facing those things. When I've not even come to Deliverance Assemblies of God. When I was associate pastor of North Carnegie. Do you know, today, excuse me 100 times, how many men of God can stand it? And these are not ordinary ladies who, you see a woman, you know that, yes, you know the things we have seen. Unconsciously, you are not aware. Before you realize, something is open before you. Today, young men, they will enter. People, so you see, it is the price you have paid. Can God get somebody to pay that price? Can God get somebody to pay that price? It is not that God anoints. No, but who will pay the price? Who will go through the process? Do you know the process God has taken us through? And is still taking us through? Myself and the lady pastor, we are still going through some processes. I'm telling you, I've realized that here on earth, before your level changes, there are some things you will face. After you conquer them, then your realms have changed. Beloved, once again today, our theme is, let it end and begin with Christ. Let it end and begin with Christ. Let it end and begin with Christ. So, beloved, take care of yourselves. For you are highly valued. You are not easily replaceable. Let me say this. If you become disobedient, when you become rebellious, you are easily replaceable. Yes, you are easy. In fact, when you become rebellious, disobedient, whatever, God withhold his anointing. Let me say this. You see the words I'm speaking? Look, anybody can preach. Anybody can talk. People can mention Christ. Look, anybody can win souls. God can use anybody to win souls. Yes. Talk about Jesus. Just win them. Because you are talking about Jesus. But do you know something? When you are rebellious, you are disobedient, you are living in sin and unrighteousness, do you know something? Your words will never make impact. Your words don't change people. Never. Your words are not weighty. Your words don't last long. Satan doesn't respect your words. As for preaching about Christ, anybody, soul winning is the easiest. Even sinners, you can win souls. Yes, we're just talking about somebody who wasn't going to church, but he was telling people go to church. He was winning them to church, but he wasn't going. Because God wants every soul to be hot, saved. But to build them, for your word to have impact, to remain, that you have spoken, and so it is. Satan, don't go here, don't touch. For Satan to respect those words, it comes by what? Obedience. Purity. Purity in heart. Purity in life. Lifestyle. Obedience. Whatever. Before. Today you see young people, they rebel. They break away. Before you realize they have a ministry. They are talking about Jesus. Everybody can talk about Jesus. Everybody is called to talk about Jesus. Even a mad person can talk about Jesus and win souls because God wants laborers. But there are levels and realms they cannot operate. There are levels and realms they cannot operate. There are things they cannot stop. They cannot stop death. They cannot stop poverty. They can pray. But there are things they cannot stop. There are realms of authority they cannot operate. Like some of us are operating. Yes. One of our deacons, not the one we visited on Sunday, because it's online. One of those, the daughter was dying. I couldn't go there. Say, Papa, I'm losing my daughter. I say your daughter will not die. I say your daughter will not die. Say we are in the hospital, the child is not responding. I say that child will never die and cannot die. Cannot die. I say, child, you are alive. That was all I said. Daughter, I say you are alive. You are alive. I say, daughter, the life in you can never be taken by any spirit or any power. That child is alive today, running around in the church. I didn't go there to lay hands. I just spoke on phone. Yes, last week I spoke on phone and somebody's bleeding ceased. Or died. You need to go through a process, challenges, trials, faithfulness, commitment before you can speak. And God will say, that's my only begotten son. Hear ye him. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Genesis 1:17-18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. It must end with Christ. It must end and begin with Christ. Make it to end and begin with Christ. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of all the devil. The works of the devil in your life must be destroyed in Christ. In fact, the Lord was teaching me a prayer. I don't know when I'm going to teach this. And immediately I prayed it. For the first time in my life, I saw something. The prayer was that anything my father left behind that is causing me trouble, he is dead and gone. Let it go with him and die with him. Hey, Kayako Rakata, Lord, when are we going to pray this? The Lord said I should organize a revival for us to pray this. But I don't think I can do it now. I don't know when I can do that. We have prayed 100 days and all others. I need to rest. Beloved, see, make it to end and begin with Christ. Do you know something? It is our responsibility to make it to end. To make it to end and begin. Before we pray, child of God, please listen. Do you know where Christians are falling? Oh, Jesus has died for me. He has paid the price for me. He has died for me. He has paid the price for me. Jesus. So we are sleeping and waiting for things to happen. They don't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. No. You must make them to happen. In fact, believer, where we are feeling that we are to live the resurrection life. We are an enforcing agency. Child of God, you are the enforcing agency. Why are you born again? Why did Jesus save you? You were saved to become what? The enforcing agency. Oh, I feel the anointing right now, Gladys. I just feel the anointing on my left leg. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Your presence is with me. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful. Touch the lives of everyone that is online right now. Touch them, Lord. I transfer this anointing, O God, upon them, O God. Touch everyone, O God, that is online. Everyone that you are highly valued. Those you died for, O God. Those who are connected, O God, to your death and your resurrection. Look, beloved, it is like electricity plug. You plug in and you switch on. You don't just plug in and leave it there. You plug in and do what? Switch on. The day you accepted Jesus Christ, you have plugged in. the day you accepted Christ, you plop in. But then you must switch on, because power is already running. You must switch on to that power daily to flow through you. It should flow through your mouth. It should flow through your lifestyle. It should flow through your thoughts. You are eternal. That is how it works. You and I, we have been called to enforce. You are enforcing what? Agent here on earth. You are to live the resurrected life that Jesus died for. How many people are living the resurrected life? Many people are waiting. They are waiting. Look, you must knock that sickness out. You must tell that sickness you have been diagnosed with. You entered with Christ. Where did you come from? How did you enter me? Anyway, any channel I open, I confess it. And I block it. Now, I command you to leave me. This is how children of God must speak. Because the price has already been paid. Who is to leave the price that has been paid? You and I, we are to leave the price that has been paid. Jesus has paid for you to live the heavenly life here on earth. Jesus has paid for you and I to live the heavenly life here on earth. When he was teaching the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, he taught, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Thy will be done on earth as it is what? In heaven. That is, live heaven on earth. Do you know how we are to live? We are to live like Jesus. When Jesus was here physically, he was living heaven on earth. Did you hear the day that he was sick? Did you hear the day that he lacked? When he was asked to pay a tax, they wanted to corner him because they know that he's not a businessman. But do you know that he had a treasurer? Do you know who was Jesus' treasurer? Judas Iscariot. He was a treasurer. Anything they asked Jesus, he provided it. They say, pay tax. I think in Matthew 17, he said, look, go to the sea and cast a hook. The fish that comes at the first fish, pick it up, open its mouth, take the coin and give it to them. Do you know why Jesus did that? Jesus made them to know that I am. I can provide a miracle from anything. I can command a rock to produce water. I can command this to produce this. Anything you ask me. Do you know why in Matthew 4, Satan went to Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. Satan knows Jesus can do it. He knows. He knows Jesus can turn the stone to bread. He knows. He knows he can do it. But that was not why he came. So you see, now, who is Jesus? Who is replacing Jesus? You and I. We are replacing Jesus now. You see, we don't know this. You are now replacing. Why did he live here? He left here for you to replace him. Why did he send the Holy Spirit? He sent the Holy Spirit for you to replace him, for you to do as he did. How many people have been like Jesus did? They've left everything to the pastors. That is why very soon we are going to see people doing things. Yes. It's not the pastors alone. No. Look, everybody. Oh my God, I feel the presence of God. Rabba pa 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 pa. Rabba pa 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 kata kabayata. Ile papa rakata kaba itala basha, rababa kata kaba itala basha kabara. Ile papa araba atakaba itala basha kaba, rababa kata kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba itala bataba rakata. Ile papa araba ba itakaba ya. Ile papa araba ba atakaba ya kata. Ile papa rakata kaba itala basha kaba. Ile papa rakata kaba itakaba ya. Ile papa rakata kabaya, ile papa rukutu kabastike basho, ile papa rakata kaba italaba kuraba anta kabaya, ile papa araba ba itakabaya, ile papa rakata kaba itakabaya kata kabaya kata. Yes, it's not just investment of the anointing, but your availability. Are you available to go through the process? Are you available to be broken? Are you available to go through the challenges? Today, the youth are not available. I remember some time ago, I asked the two of them, they are prophets now. Can you eat garri? You just pour garri in the car and then pour water on it. Wait for about 2 minutes and then you start to eat it. Can you do? Say we cannot? I say I've eaten it for some months. My best food. And even now, today, in my house, once a while, I do it. One time I was asking my children, can you do? They shook their head. Do you know why I do that? I don't want to forget where I came from. I don't want any pride to settle in me. I don't want to forget where God picked me from. No. I want to still remember so that I will keep myself calm and humble. No matter where God will lift me, if God should make me the richest man in the whole world, the Laliboja will still be like this. The Laliboja will not change negatively. You will not have to fill a form before you get to me. I will still pour that garri once a while I eat. Ask my secretary. One of my best food is plantain roasted groundnut. I will send them, go and look for some for me. Yes. Beloved, it is your availability. From today, motivational speakers, change this thing that you are easily replaceable. It is true. But can the person who is going to take your place do the same as you do? Now, let me ask you. Have you observed
We call it Kofi Brookman.
Kofi Brookman. How is my best? Kofi Brook. Look, sometimes the whole week, that's my lunch. Yes, Kofi Brookman. And it is a good food, eh? You see, let me ask you. Which age did Billy Graham die? Which age did Maurice Cerullo die? Those who died recently. Billy Graham, Maurice Cerullo, what we call it, them, this German evangelist.
Ernest Angle.
Oh, no, Ernest Angle died many, many years ago.
Oh, okay.
Ernest Angle also died at 89.
Okay.
All those Americans, why did they die at 89, 90, 93, 96, and so? Do you know that when Billy Graham was in the wheelchair, when Billy Graham was still in the home of where they keep the old people, do you know that he was still preaching? He was still preaching. Look, let me tell you, what God has deposited in you will determine how he will keep you, if you also keep yourself. I'm telling you, who say God has deposited so much in you and he wants you to die quickly? No! It will take him years to get somebody who will be available to take him through the process. It is a process, so it is the hardships. Have you slept in the church before? What have you gone through before? What have you gone through? What has God taken you through? That's how we inherit the anointing. You think God just wants to anoint people? Anointing is inherited by what you have availed yourself for God to take you through. And what you are going through, as the lady pastor, I will be tired to sleep. I have to get up and write because a thought has come. Sometimes I will ask Eduji, write this for me in the car. Eduji, write this for me. write this for me. Sometimes I have to park my car and write. When God sees how you value spiritual things, then he will deposit more. Beloved, don't just desire you want to die because of what you are going through. You don't know that what you are going through is a training. You don't know that it's a process for you to impact lives. I am telling you, what you are going through, yes, accommodation problem. People are just chasing you. I mean, you are now begging today. People are paying your children's school fees. In fact, you are living a dependent life. It's a process. You are not going to live a dependent life forever. It's a process.
Amen.
It's a process.
Amen.
Today, people are feeding you. It's a process. People have fed me before. I'm going to knock at people's doors. Is there any problem? I am a prayer warrior. Can I pray for you? Because I know that when I pray, I am living, they will give me something. That's what I will live on. I've done that before. Unfortunately, most of them, when you knock, they say, oh, so, so, and so. After praying for them, they say, okay, God bless you. You walk back. You walk back. I have begged for food before to eat. We have lived a dependent life before. It's a process. It's a process. Whatever you are going through, it's a process. So it's a process. Whichever level, it's a process. It's a process. Yes, Billy Graham died at 99 years. Why should God keep Billy Graham at 99 years? Do you know why? And do you know why God has to take Billy Graham? Is there anyone that can carry the anointing? No one has opened up. No one has opened up. No one is prepared to go through the process. So you still keep them. Say, my Father in heaven.
In heaven.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Say,
my Father in heaven.
You placed me here to replace you. Say,
Jesus Christ,
I am the one who is replacing you. 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 You placed me here. To replace you,
to replace you,
to continue with your work,
to
continue with your lifestyle.
Therefore,
I declare today, from today, I must begin to live heaven on earth, heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth,
heaven on earth.
Le papa rakata kaba itale bekeri basanta. La papa rakata kaba itale bekeri basanta kaba.
To replace you.
Le papa rakata kaba itale bekeri basukutu kaba.
To exercise your authority. Wale karabasa kata kaba itale bekuru basikiri basanta. You have placed me here. Yes, Lord, to live itale bekeri basukutu kaba. Yes, to replace you.
Yes, Lord, rakata kaba itale bekeri basuta.
To replace you.
Le papa rakata kaba itale bekeri basukutu kutu kubu ata.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, rakata kaba ita lebekere basukutu kabanta. Ili papa rukutu kaba ita kabaya. Ili papa rakata kaba ita kabaya kata kabaya.
Place me here
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, my Father.
My Father.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
You know. It's difficult to replace me. It is difficult to replace me.
It's difficult
because of what you have deposited in me.
You have deposited.
Therefore, my Father in heaven.
Therefore, my Father in
protect
heaven.
Me.
Protect me.
Protect me.
Protect
preserve me.
Preserve
protect me.
Protect
preserve
me.
Protect me.
Preserve me.
Protect me.
Preserve me.
Protect me.
Preserve me.
Protect me.
Yes, Lord.
Preserve me.
Protect me.
Preserve me.
Preserve me,
protect me,
preserve me,
protect me,
preserve me,
preserve me. In Jesus' mighty name. You see, I gave somebody this prayer. If you are somebody who is working for God, this is how you pray. If you are somebody who is doing something that people are not doing, this prayer can keep you to 100 years. My Father, you know that nobody sweeps the gutter. the gutter. I am the one who sweep it. So keep me. God will keep you. I'm telling you, God will keep you because you are the only, he needs somebody to sweep the gutter. And you have offered yourself, God will keep you. This is how we live. This is how we live long. What are you doing in the house of God? What are you doing? What are you doing that God should keep you? You see, some people, excuse me, even when they are dying, you don't have anything to stand on to pray for them to come back to life. When they fall into a certain situation, you don't know what to stand on. I'm telling you. But look, it is the altar that you have established. Yesterday, God was teaching me about altar. Look, it is the altar that you have established. It is the altar that is backing you. Which altar is backing you? Look, we have prayer altar. We have prayer altar. We have sacrifice altar. We have service altar. We have giving altar. These are the altars. We have altar of righteousness. Yes, where you don't compromise. I read Exodus chapter 34, verse 17. Let me just read it, and then I take 10 minutes of your time. Look, something I've been meditating, Exodus 34, 17, about Moses. Exodus 33, 17. Exodus 33, 17. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Hey, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and because I know you by name. Hey, can I say God is pleased with me? So that even when I'm dying, what is it that people will use? When I fall into a situation, what is it that people will use to say, God, like Dorcas? Dorcas died. Is it Acts chapter 9? Dorcas died and they sent Peter, for Peter and others to come. When they got there, what did they use? They said, look at the curtains. Look at the curtains. Dorcas is the one who does these curtains. Look at the curtains. Child of God, what is the altar? What is there that we can use? We can stand on and pray for that cancer to leave you, and pray for that problem to go. Even right now, as we are coming to you, the next 10 minutes to say you must end here. Why should it end? What are you doing for the Lord? In the church, people are scattering souls. Somebody just advised me that, Pastor, next month, as we are going to win souls, when people come, the way people look at them, the way people look at them with some looks. You know, you see, when people come, the Bible says, come just as you are. Let them wear what they are wearing. If men have done their drag, leave them. Stop looking at them. Look to the pulpit. Everybody, we are there for Christ. As they continue to listen to the word of God will transform them. Somebody was telling me, the last time we went, they won souls. They took people's numbers. Nobody called them. Nobody followed up. Yes, follow up is not there. Then you want me to pray for you to get a job? Why should you get a job? Why should you get promotion? Who are you following up? Who are you calling who hasn't been to church? Who are you encouraging? What are we going to stand on? Is there anything that we can stand on? I, de la Liboja, there are many things that heaven will stand on. Even if human being doesn't stand on. God knows that I am not easily replaceable. No, he knows. He knows I am not easily replaceable. Say, my Father in heaven,
I am here for you.
I am here for you. Visit me today.
Visit me today.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Jesus placed me here.
Jesus placed me here.
To continue with his work.
To continue with his work.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
You placed me here.
You placed me here.
To represent you.
To represent you.
You placed me here.
You placed me here.
To represent you.
To represent you.
You placed me here.
You placed me here.
To represent you.
To represent you.
You placed me here.
You placed me here.
To continue with your work.
Continue with your work.
You placed me here.
You placed me here.
To continue with your work.
You placed me here.
You placed me here.
To continue with your work.
You placed me here.
To represent you. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
you placed
me here to represent you. You placed me here to replace you. You placed me here, yes, to stand for you. You placed me here. Visit me today, O God.
Visit me today, O God.
Visit me today, O God. Protect me and preserve
me.
Watch over me and my family. Watch over everyone online, yes, Lord.
Visit me today,
visit me today, O God.
Visit me today, O God.
Visit me today, Lord.
Visit me today, O God.
Visit me today.
Visit me today, O God.
Visit
me today, O God.
Visit me today, O God. Protect my home and
preserve
my home. Protect my family. Protect everyone online. Protect every child of yours. Protect us, protect us, protect us, protect us, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, visit me today.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There is somebody online who is thinking that I've paid people school fees before. They are men of God today, but they are not minding me. We have done this before. But what about when you have helped people and they don't mind you? You didn't do it for them. You did it for God. You did it for God. That's what the Lord has taught me.
And God is the one who rewards.
And God is the one who rewards. God bless you. God is the, for you to know, even for you to be alive today, maybe it is one of the rewards. I'm telling you, how you escaped that accident is one of the rewards.
Hmm.
Never do anything for anybody and look at the person. Never. Look, for instance, when you do something for your pastor, automatically you come under his covering. I'm telling you, you have sown into the covering, into the anointing. Whether he says God bless you or not, you have tapped into it. So it is automatic. It is automatic. If the person is a man of God, whether the person, say thank you, remembers you, whatever it is, that is it. When I go to my spiritual father to pray my first fruit, he declares on me. Even if he doesn't declare, once I went there with something, I've connected directly to what? To the anointing and to the covering. That's how it is. Don't regret. Human beings, they can change you. Human beings are inconsistent. In fact, there is a working that I am praying and working on myself. I am telling, because of the experiences I've had in the past, sometimes it's not easy to open up, even though you can see the genuineness of people. Now, I prefer people to rather come to me instead of me going to them. When you come 100 times, you will get me. But for me to come, it is very difficult. It is very difficult because of past experiences. I have died for people in court, but what people have done, they turn back, and then it is as if people you have had sleepless nights to intercede for. my God, that's how it is. So I've answered the person. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare. Every trouble. That the devil has brought to me.
That the devil has brought to me.
You must end in Christ.
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 Every ancestral transfer.
Anything.
My father left behind. My mother left behind.
That is giving me problems.
Anything. My ancestors left behind. That is causing this particular problem in the family. That is causing the threat of death.
yes, Lord, causing the threat of death.
Particular sickness or disease.
That is causing particular
sickness. You must end with Christ. You must end with Christ.
Christ is your full stop. Every delay in my life, every late arrival, late achievement. Yes, so Lord.
You must end with Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hey, I'm going to take four. Look, do you know what the Holy Spirit said? He said we should pray like this. Do you know the day you became born again? You enter Christ with that sickness to die. You enter Christ for that thing to die in Christ. So Christ has trapped that situation. I don't know whether somebody is getting me. You know a trap. The day you became born again, all your problems were trapped in Christ. Say, I declare any problem in my life. You have been trapped in Christ for your distraction. Anything I am suffering, you have been trapped. Any demon, any principality that has followed me into Christ, you have been trapped for distraction. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. This sickness has been trapped in Christ. You have been trapped in Christ.
Somebody will have to write it, that any problem I enter Christ with has been trapped. Christ is a trapper. He's a trapper. When you become born again, everything of yours has been trapped. That foundation, it is only in Christ. That's why some of you, your family resists you to become born again. Because the moment you become born again, the family things, the powers are destroyed. Because through you, they will all become born again. That's why the devil fights people. Because you become a trap in Christ, you are. If you know this, you are free. I'm telling you, many who are sick online right now, you are receiving your healing.
Amen.
Because the demon behind that sickness has been trapped. Yes. That sickness has been trapped.
Yes.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I break free.
I break free
from the spirit.
From the spirit.
From the driving to wear out spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Driving to wear out spirit.
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 Yes, Lord. Driving to wear out spirit. 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 Spirit that is driving and wearing out people.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I am free.
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 I am
not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
I am not your victim.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I declare right now that situation has been trapped. That sickness has been trapped.
Amen.
That disease has been trapped.
Amen.
That problem has been trapped.
Amen.
That failure has been trapped.
That failure has been
that
trapped.
That discouragement has been
yes,
trapped.
Yes, Lord.
That ancestral inheritance has been trapped.
Yes, Lord.
Anything that has been transferred to you has been trapped. It has been trapped.
Amen.
It has been trapped.
Amen.
It has been trapped.
Amen.
Christ Jesus is a trap. Christ Jesus is a trap.
Yes.
He's a trapper.
Yes, Lord.
He's a trapper.
Yes.
What never worked in your family, it will work right now. Amen. What has never worked in your family, it will start working with you. It will start working with you. It will start working with you. What no one in your family has achieved, it is starting with you. 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 Because the day you became born again, that spirit was trapped. That spirit was trapped for destruction in Christ.
Yes.
And so once it has been trapped for destruction in your life, it is also following the members of your family.
Amen.
The members of your family.
Thank you, Lord.
They are also liberated.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
They are also liberated.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
they are
Lord.
Also liberated.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why the Bible says,
I receive
ye shall be
myself
saved,
and, my
and your
family.
Entire household,
household.
Shall
yes.
also be saved.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
The meaning. Because you are a trapper. You enter Christ with that spirit.
Yes, Lord.
You enter Christ with that demon.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Enter Christ with that curse.
Yes, Lord.
Any curse that followed
the
you into Christ, that
Christ.
Curse has been trapped.
Yes, Lord.
That curse has been trapped.
Yes, Lord.
The curse that is producing late arrival. The curse that is causing delays.
Jesus
the curse that is making things
yes,
difficult for you.
Yes,
the curse that makes achievement yes. difficult.
Mm.
The curse that makes recognition difficult.
Mm.
The curse that makes easy things very difficult for you. That curse has been trapped.
Amen.
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 You have been liberated.
Amen.
You have been set free.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The Son of the living God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I declare. Amen.
Amen.
Continue to enforce these prayers. Remember that you are the enforcing agent. Jesus will never come down from heaven again to enforce it for you. You must enforce these things. You must enforce them. You must say, never, never again. This thing, where are you coming from? Never in Christ. You have had your way when I was with you in the world. Now I am in Christ. Never again. Never again. Please, don't let the devil use things to your past life to fight you. Tell the devil, I have confessed to God. The blood of Jesus has washed and cleansed me. Yes, don't let the devil use your past life to make you feel guilty, because he is the accuser of the brethren. Shut him down. Say, that matter has been settled with Christ. Shut him down. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Enjoy a fruitful day. Enjoy a day full of testimonies. Always observe yourself, and you know that something new is happening in your life. Stay blessed. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.